You are listening to Little Durga, Season 1, written by K.S. Jaunpuri, narrated by Sonal Kaushal. Meanwhile in the heavens, unaware of Ashvasur's rage, the king of the Devas, Pushpadev, was presiding over his court. All the other Devas were sitting in their respective places. The court was glowing with decorations. The floor was carpeted with gold-colored silk, which had colorful vines embroidered on it. The pearly white round pillars were covered with flowering creepers. The creepers were reaching till the ceiling and getting intertwined with each other. The entire setting was extremely beautiful. Pushpadev's throne was shaped like a flowering lotus. On both sides of the throne were beautiful armrests. In front of each of the armrest was the motif of a flowering lotus. Not just this, even his crown was in the shape of a lotus flower. It was studded with a variety of invaluable gems. His clothes were also splendidly opulent, having been woven from gold and silver threads. The seats of the other Devtas were neatly arranged on both sides of Pushpadev's throne. At this moment, there were several gods in the court, including Varundev, god of rain and oceans, Pavandev, god of wind, Suryadev, sun god, and Chandradev, moon god. There were many beautiful dancers regaling the gods with their dances. Then suddenly there was a mayhem in the heaven and Pushpadev's throne started shaking uncontrollably. The soldiers of heaven came running.
Ashvasur has attacked!
On hearing this, Pushpadev got scared. He was ready to run away from the court to save himself when the general of the Devas, Katakdev, folded his hands and entreated him to stay.
There is nothing to be scared of. We will fight against Ashvasur.
Then started a terrible battle between the Devas and the Asuras. Even though all the Devas were fighting to the best of their ability.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?